Finally this hour, we're going to hear from an artist who makes electronic music, artificial sounds, but in the most natural of places.
I sort of Googled for lots of spaces and found this studio spot. It wasn't really a studio, it was an island off the coast of the UK. Hi, I'm Aaron Jerome, and I go under the artist name of Subtract.
Subtract, that's S-B-T-R-K-T, Subtract. His first album made him a regular on the festival scene, but after 2 years of live shows, Subtract needed space, a new environment.
And this island was called OC, and it's only open every 4 hours out of every 12, with a tidal road which runs 2 miles from the mainland to it. And the rest of the time it's kind of cut off. No one lives there. And it had like this sort of summer house in the middle, which had sort of a basic set of speakers and stuff in it. And I just thought this was the perfect location. It was kind of isolated, and I could sort of invite people over and just set up a sort of studio environment that I wanted to kind of create.
The artist's name is telling. Subtract strips down his songs, unlike the usual complex mixes in electronic music. He even performs live wearing an elaborate mask, the sort you might see in a Picasso painting inspired by African masks. In effect, Subtract is removing himself, leaving the music in the forefront. And while electronic music may be most associated with urban environments, that is not where Subtract is coming from.
I grew up in the countryside about an hour away from London in the UK, and my dad was a farmer, and pretty much all his family before that were too. They were Scottish. But my mum was born in Kenya, in Nairobi, and she is Indian from Goa. And I suppose through my youth I thought I'd be a farmer, but I think my mum being an Asian parent, they're quite well known for wanting to push their children into, I suppose, into different careers, thought they'd try and push us to do something else, I suppose. And I chose music, weirdly, which I don't think was exactly what she was thinking of.
Got this feeling going higher, 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 higher.
It's funny, I wasn't really surrounded by music as a child, apart from stuff my dad used to listen to in the car or even in a tractor, of all things. But that kind of engaged me a lot into thinking that music was something I always wanted to pursue as when I grew up. And then through the course of different ways of discovering music, through DJing or like through playing a piano or drums or stuff, I kind of put all these things together, and that's kind of how I came to the point I am now, I suppose.
If you're only passing by, if we were only passing time, I'm fine with that. Just let it be known that the moment's the sound into my heart.
I had one brother, basically, and he became a doctor. But we grew up, like, we were 3 years apart, and we were both born on Christmas Day. Sadly, he passed away last year from cancer, but it was kind of had a tumultuous couple of years.
It's not forever you'll be with me. I wonder where we'll land. Yes, I wonder where we'll land. Yes, I wonder where we'll land.
I think the song Wonder Where We Land is inspired by my brother, I suppose, but also, you know, in song terms, the circumstance of where I recorded and the environment and the space it was made in and the idea of the journey of the album, but also, I suppose, how that fits in with life too. One of the things that I try to do as an artist, I suppose, is I like to never repeat myself. It's always that experimentation is why I became a musician, and the idea that there's always a space you can go and a place of something you can create which is different.
My girl got a minimum, keep stuck right there till the number comes, leave it smooth operator looking like a bum.
Musician Aaron Jerome, he goes by the name Subtract. The album is called Wonder Where We Land.
And he thinks I'm the negative one.
Flag slapping in Manhattan, New York, New York. Gargoyles, gargling oil, peak of the empire.